You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
There's a myriad of ways I could begin one of these hours of jazz on a show we affectionately call Neon Jazz. In this one, I chose the esteemed director of the Jazz Studies and professor of music at the University of Northern Colorado and a very gifted pianist, Dana Landry, with his trio on the 2014 tune Basically Simple off his Memphis Skyline CD. As an educator, his hardware is a Bachelor of Music degree from Berklee College of Music and a Master of Music degree from the University of Northern Colorado. His skilled direction as the leader of the UNC Jazz Band has received two Downbeat Student Music Awards as the best college big band. Dana is no stranger to those bright lights of the jazz sunshine. He has had gigs with the likes of Milt Jackson, Bella Fleck, Dick Oates, Lou Tabakan, David Liebman, Slide Hampton, and many others. His versatility with the globe is there as well. He has performed throughout the U.S., Europe, and Australia. His first release as a leader, Journey Home, featuring the talented Vibes guy, one of our favorites around here, Gary Burton, was nominated for a Grammy Award and was high in the charts for quite a while. Prior to his memorable stay at Northern Colorado, he was the coordinator of jazz studies at Middle Tennessee State University and the founding director of the Middle Tennessee Jazz Orchestra. And more to come from this cat for sure, and we're looking forward to it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the legendary Bobby Watson, leading the march with a huge crop of new and talented jazz blood from UMKC, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are here and ready to give you our version of some delicious jazz. The tasty jazz continues next on the program. Here's the great Jack Teagarden teamed up with piano great Earl Hines, and man, this is a good one. From 1957, that magical era of jazz, with the song I Found a New Baby in a concert at the great Manchester Free Trade Hall. That was the jazz man with his hands in a bit of everything. Pianist, composer, broadcaster, and educator. Billy Taylor with the 1962 song Capricious off the album Impromptu. Billy was the Robert L. Jones Distinguished Professor of Music at East Carolina University in Greenville and the Artistic Director for the Jazz at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts in D.C. This cat was a champion of the jazz arts, pure and simple. He sat on the Honorary Founders Board of the Jazz Foundation of America, an organization that he started back in 1989. And man, the greatest torch for the jazz universe for this cat was leaving behind all of those tasty tunes for us to enjoy for years and years to come. Let's get a bit sneaky next on the program. We're going to join the musical madcaps with the tune The Rhythm of the Rhythm Band for sure here on Neon Jazz.
Your feet are panting, rhythm's in demand. You'll be out hi-hatting to the rhythm of the rhythm band. Up and down on Broadway, everything is grand. Man, the black owl's jumping to the rhythm of the rhythm band. It's a funny rhythm, dance with every beat. Let yourself get with them. If you do, then you're in for a treat, Susie Mama. It's a brand new rhythm, the best that's in the land. You will get that feeling from the rhythm of the rhythm band.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Baby, here I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, Daddy, hoping that you'll understand. Well, baby. And loving, and you have such pleasing ways. If you take me to your home, be there all my days. That's the truth, Daddy. Well, you know I wouldn't lie. If I don't love you, baby, well, I swear I hope to die. Long and dreary, and the sun refused to shine. I would never be blue and lonely if I knew that you were mine. Well, baby, will you make everything all right? Can I meet you today, baby? Confession, Daddy, and I'm thrilled by all your charms. Well, it seems that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, you can have me for yourself. You are meant for me, Daddy.
That was the impeccable jazz and blues singer Billy Poole with the 1962 song Confessin' the Blues. When she moved to California with her family back in 1943, she discovered choirs and her voice soared in them. She started performing around San Francisco in 1954, and then she went to France and acted in a German-French movie called The Heroes Are Tired that set her up for the jazz mic. In 1962, her first album, Sermonette, featured her singing with pianist Jimmy Jones and the orchestra. And on her second album, we just heard, Confessin' the Blues, in 1963, Kenny Burrell and a host of others galvanized a very unique sound for her. I dig it the most, man.
Oh, I'm looking at the next title here of the song. Actually, the group's name. Califactors. Interesting.
The Califactors, it was actually led by a Spanish pianist named Albert Sanz, and he's kind of a prodigy, but they didn't really get into how the name came about, but it has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, catchy. You know?
And these guys, the song that we're talking about is Where Am I? 2007, and I would say you're in Califactor.
Thank you. This is Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was Canadian jazz pianist, arranger, composer, and esteem band leader Gil Evans with the 1960 tune Sunken Treasure on an album name that epitomizes him, Out of the Cool. His role in the development of cool jazz, modal jazz, free jazz, and jazz fusion is huge.
Very esoteric piece.
Yes.
Especially at the beginning.
Absolutely. And that was his whole thing. He just had that ethereal cool wrapped up in a nice jazzy way, you know. And his real legend in jazz is monumental and numerous with collaborations with the great Miles Davis. One of my favorite albums of all time, the 1949 Birth of Cool with Miles, is full of Gil and his genius. In 1986, commemorating that notion of genius in his collective institution of jazz, he was inducted into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame, and his music will always be some of the best ever served up in the jazz kitchen. Welcome Jack Herer and his quintet next here on the show. Here he is with the tune Frankova Star off the 2003 album Equinox.
Thank you. Hiya, everybody. This is Cato, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino. Kapow!
Late Night Jazz.
Late Night Jazz.
With the Naz.
Blob along with the lava lamp. All right.
Actually, we're anything but that.
That's right. We are. We're the opposite.
Anybody that thinks of jazz radio announcers automatically kind of gets that that New York FM thing going at night, you know.
Yeah. That laid back.
That laid back thing. I had a caller call up, wanted to hear more Arnold Stang. Like Robert Klein says.
That's right.
Temperature's supposed to go up later. Downtown's on fire, man.
There's a lot of wind out there, man. Okay, speaking of New York. That was New York alto saxophonist and composer Jackson Moore with the 2007 song My Old Flame. His jazz brain got a boost in the 90s when he studied with Jackie McLean and Anthony Braxton there in Old Connecticut. Along with all the music, Jackson is known for designing MOS, which is a musical language modeled on Pidgin. It is a simplified version of a language that serves as a communication between two or more groups that do not have a language in common, much like traders. These jazz cats are full of Trivial Pursuit dandies, and this is one of them. Let's join a crowd next here on the program. Here's Mike Allen with his trio in tow with the 2004 song Let Your Heart Sing off the CD Fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that was the great Mike Allen with his trio with the 2004 song Let Your Heart Sing off the album called Fearless, and he is a fearless performer. And that time has come. We are about ready to close things up on this hour of Neon Jazz, and doing the honors is the very talented modern-day pianist and composer, Fred Hirsch, and he's coming to KC soon. He's teamed up with the cool guitarist and composer and a former child prodigy, Julian Lage, with the 2013 tune Down Home off a CD called Flying Free. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And coming from a town full of sports fervor, we'd like to thank the Kansas City Royals for giving us a little bit of redemption on this October 1, 2014. And a good luck in LA as they go into the playoffs for the first time in 29 years. Along with the Jazz, we dig the sports in this town, and these guys, we like them. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and broadcast prodigy himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you.
Yes, sir. Like what you heard, we'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. Give us a suggestion. Let us know you're out there. We would dig it the most. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. There's a myriad of ways I could begin one of these hours of jazz on a show we affectionately call...
You know, Corner Street Jazz.
Neon Jazz.